You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald is here once again, and this week he shares some poetic thoughts on the waterways which have marked the boundaries during the many moments of his life.
In The Complete Angler, Sir Isaac Walton quoted one identified as an ingenious Spaniard thusly, "Rivers and inhabitants of the watery element were made for wise men to contemplate, and fools to pass by without consideration." I am not a fisherman by Sir Isaac's standards, and certainly am not Spanish, but I don't think I ever passed a waterway without being changed by it. In fact, rivers and lakes and oceans have left their watermarks on my life. Growing up beside the Neches River in Beaumont and only 30 miles from the Gulf of Mexico gave me a good start. Some of my earliest memories focus on fishing in Taylor's Bayou, a tributary of the Neches, and involved my first father, who succumbed to tuberculosis during my 8th year, and my beloved straight-laced Aunt Vinnie, who helped him avoid the irritation of a game warden by tapping her foot to the rhythm of too many flopping fish in the well of his pierrot. And too much exposure along McFadden and Bolivar beaches on that green gulf now send me regularly to dermatologist to deal with the wrath of the sun. Judy and I moved near the banks of Buffalo Bayou in Houston for me to attend the Rice Institute, and she crossed the bayou every day to reach her job at Reader's Wholesale, distributor of Westinghouse products. Next came the mighty Mississippi River, which flowed not more than a mile past the old war school, now known as LSU, where generous souls gave away a doctorate to a callow youth with much history yet to learn. One of my memories beside the Big Muddy in Baton Rouge involves a baptizing in its brown water. Then we made our way to Cumberland and Tennessee River country in western Kentucky, and close enough to the Ohio and that old friend Mississippi for my first teaching assignment at Murray State College. Once at Stephen F. Austin University, we stole away for a semester beside the Yakima River, often visited the Columbia while teaching at Central Washington University, and also the magnificent Pacific Ocean along Oregon and Washington seashores. Back home again, my colleague Jerry Jackson introduced us to an air bridge over the Atlantic Ocean to Europe, and the Thames, the Seine, the Rhine, the Tiber, the Nile, and the turquoise Mediterranean. Real life is much like these rivers that mark our lives. They pass swiftly by at times and move only glacially at other times. Now, finally, we have come home to the lazy Lenana Bayou and Rose Lake Creek, eastern and southern boundaries of our horse barn house. Neither has much flow most of the time, but they define our haven. A novelist once wrote, "Here is my butt, the very watermark of all my sails." Thank goodness when we had the chance, we sailed along, beside, and over the waters to worlds we had never imagined, growing up beside the Neches and the green Gulf of Mexico.
Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us each Friday morning at 7:35. You can find him in the classroom, too. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. Programming on Red River Radio is supported in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com.